Cindy's Diamond and Jewelry.
Hey, it's Garrett. How are you?
Good.
So I was on hold, and I never got through to Cindy.
Oh, okay, Garrett. Sorry about that. Hold on.
Oh, it's okay. Yep.
Hello.
Hey, there you are.
Ow.
Loud? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, way too loud.
Oh, my goodness. Can I fix that?
I don't know. I had to run away from the phone.
Yeah. There we go. I'll whisper.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
How was the event, by the way?
It was really good. Smaller than normal. We have another one next weekend. But, like, Dean loved it. Everyone, you know, again, it was a little bit smaller, a little bit cozier, but everyone left with, you know, a lot to think about, like, especially by way of, like, natural versus lab and the roundtable discussions, per usual, were the favorite. But Larry Johnson, it's funny, Larry Johnson's probably, according to Andrew, probably the richest man I've ever sat next to, and very unassuming, old Texan dude, but, like, old, like, I was confused. Like, I thought he was one of the jewelers because I didn't attend the seminars. I was selling upstairs, and then I went to the we went. And what's funny? We had our dinner at Bitter Honey.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, well, we rented out the whole restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was good, but I told them that they probably should have let me make the reservation, or they might have copped our entire meal. But we missed you. You know, we missed you. Red didn't make this one. There's a couple, like, regulars that we
could. What did Larry have to say?
I'd have to go back and look at the notes. I didn't actually attend his seminar, but he's a sharp dude.
Yeah, he is. He's been
in the industry a long time. And
yes,
he does all the merchandising stuff, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah, I know him very well, so I forgot that he was going to be there.
Yeah, so he was sitting next to me, and I'm like, hi, how are you doing? Because I didn't know everybody. And he's like, hi. I'm like, I'm Gary. He's like, Larry. I'm like, oh, Larry Johnson. My gosh, I feel like an idiot. But some of the stories from, like I didn't really get to hear what he had so much to say to, like, the jewelers regarding jewelry, but the different investment, like, opportunities and companies and the planes that he's had and sold, like, it's just wild.
Right.
You know?
Fun cars.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because, like, honestly, he came up here, and I think he did it just because he wanted to do it, you know? Like, he doesn't need to work. He doesn't need to do anything. He just came up out of kindness.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no, if he's in
a cool
neighborhood,
guy.
He stops in. He's got some family in the area, his wife does, so they'll stop in periodically.
Did you meet him through the groups, or how did you meet him?
Yeah, no, I met him way back when I first joined IJO. So, and I've known him ever since. And, yeah, great conversations. I've done a significant amount of business. I did my whole entire store over as far as, like, the inside of the cases and the displays and stuff like that. And I worked completely with him to do it. And just coming up with some ideas. Because, you know, when I joined IJO, I did IJO Business College. Then I had Larry. After I did that, because they take a look at your pictures of your store and they're like, oh, no, you got to change this, you got to do this, you need window displays, call Larry and all this other stuff. So, and then, I don't know, probably a year, you know, I'd ordered everything and everything came in. It was August and we had a hurricane and my power went out. And so I was, before the power went out, I was opening all the boxes of all the displays, but there was no information.
Like a Lego kit with no instructions?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, Larry, I've got nothing, and here I am. I'm in New England, and we're having a hurricane, so I'm in the store just in case the power goes out. Power went out for 5 days. So this is Sunday, and...
What year was this? What hurricane?
I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Sandy came through in 12.
No, it was before, I want to say it was before that. And so what happened is we had a microburst go through, and it knocked out a big area. So the stadium was down. We were down. It was summer, so it was preseason. That's Thursday. You know, I was interviewed by, I don't remember, like town officials and stuff like that. And they were asking me questions about the power. And I said, you guys can't have a game tonight if there's going to be no power. It's just not safe. We have
right.
no lights. No lights. No traffic lights. Now, I'd been in the store. Now, mind you, I'd been in the store with the exception of, like, getting out to go charge my phone, go to Dunkin' Donuts, because I had no alarm. I had no power. I had no, like, I had backup batteries, but they don't, they only last so long.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And there was nowhere to get a generator. So, there, and so anyway, so this is my memory, is like wanting, you know, because it was just such a we call it a devastating time at the time. I wanted to ream Larry out so bad for having all of this stuff, and I just sat down in the middle of my floor and cried because I'm like, I really don't know what to do with any of this.
Right, it's all, it's overwhelming.
Thousands, I'm talking the entire store, so thousands and thousands of dollars worth of display material, which I actually just threw out because it got to the point where it started disintegrating and falling apart. Not his fault. It's just that it's that old.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then, you know, we've talked. I've bought his book. He has a book. Just talked to him about a bunch of different things. We have like an open invitation to stay with them anytime. You know, so super nice people.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting guy. And he doesn't hear very well anymore. So we had to. When I was sitting next to him, but it was just like, what I love about people that they look at like, oh, there's this guy, he's out of touch, he doesn't understand. I'm like, they have so much tacit knowledge, things that you can't be taught because they've experienced it.
He's not out of touch because he stays. He goes to school.
Yeah.
He talks to people. He gets information.
He's still very much around. Yeah, just insane. And very unassuming gentleman and modest, too. Very modest.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I appreciate. You know, I know guys that are like, they know what they have and they flaunt it. And then there's guys like Larry who, you know, is just a real modest and just a wealth of knowledge. And that's got to be super rewarding to not just be him and be able to provide that, but also make such a great living off of being important to people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm glad to be back calling my jewelers and being important to them again. Which is why, it's actually called, I know that I got some lab-grown ovals out, hopefully tomorrow or whatever, they'll be shown, and we'll walk that man down the path. But did you send back your old goods, the 96
no.
or 97K?
No.
Okay.
No, I'll work on that.
I had
some other stuff ahead of that I needed to get through. And
no
so
problem. I'm not rushing.
Okay.
I'm
well,
saying,
you want it back before I go away.
Well, I would like to try and flip some of it next weekend.
Yep. Yeah. No, I'll have what I can have back to you by.
Yeah. Which I hope you don't mind. I've been using you as a third party story to a lot of people. I'm like, listen, not by name. I'm like, listen, there's a really successful store in Foxborough that had a bunch of like a great partner of mine that bought a lot of goods that priced out. Like, sure, she could sell it, but her margins are dwindling because it's.
So what I'll do, you know, what I'll do for you between now and, like, Wednesday at the latest, because today it doesn't make sense for me to ship anything today.
No.
So Monday I'm going to be in the store. We're doing a training. I'll come in and I'll take all my old stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll send that back.
Okay.
And then I'll take my time going through the other stuff. So at least you'll have that back.
Sure.
Okay. And then, you know, at least you can go from there.
Have you taken a look at any of the stuff, the other stuff?
I honestly haven't. It's tucked away in my good safe.
Okay.
Everything is safe.
Yeah, I'm not
totally
worried about that. Yeah.
But Taylor wanted to like give you a hard time about something.
She can.
No, he said she can.
Yeah, I'm always up for it.
Yeah, so we're doing a comparison in pricing and stuff like that, and we need you to do better on the lab growns. But I'm going to give you to Taylor so she can tell you exactly what's going on with her customer. Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, the answer is no, but sure, okay.
No, well, listen to what she has to say first.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
There you go. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, what's up?
So I have a customer. They're looking between a 2 to 2.5 oval boring, but their budget all in is like $4,000. So I can give you like half for that. So do you have anything?
For a lab grown, you're saying, right?
All in with the mounting and the gun is $4,000. Half for the stone. So I can give like.
If their budget all in is $4,000.
Yeah.
And my cost is $832.
Yes.
You get to tell them like $750.
Yeah.
We're at
$832.
Yeah. So all we can do is $750 max.
Yeah, and I'm at $832. Like, I mean, yeah. I've got some options in here, but like again, I don't make money on this stuff. This is this is not a negotiable. Like, I'm not gonna. So like, I have a 205 that's $767. Oh, here you go. I have your diamond. I have a 201 EVS1 for $750. That sound good?
There you go. Yeah.
We can do that one. It's what are they putting it in?
Just super simple mounting. They just want like two side stones, two either pairs on either side or two rounds on either side.
On either side. Okay. And for some reason, my eyes went crossed, and I'm like, oval. Why are we talking pairs of red? That makes sense. Okay.
On
for some
either
reason,
side. On either
yeah,
side, yeah.
I was just helping somebody with an emerald, and I had step cut on the brain. So
gotcha.
I was like, that would be weird. So here's what's happening. You're going to see even more price dropping in lab grown. Whether or not we're going to keep going down with it or whether or not, you know, because we didn't invest heavily in this stuff. So I'm going to provide as much as I can for as long as I can, but there's going to get to be a certain point, I think, where it's like,
you guys
are
just
going to
drop off.
And I won't be able to help because, again,
yeah.
I make $7.
That's awful.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad that you could sell that for $4,000 and, you know, make good margin on it. But on the wholesale end, it's absolute murder. So, So tell Cindy I make $7. No, $7.50 I'll make on that.
$7.50 off of us.
Yeah. So.
$7.50 off of that, yeah. Well, Revelation, I was on theirs, and they were like $450 for 2.5.
There's going to be, and again, I won't defend myself and say, no, I'm amazing, my product's better, everything's better. It's just I appreciate you for using me, and that's honestly as far as that can go is as far as that can go. You know, I understand when it comes down to it. It's going to reach a point where you're going to go, all right, it's like CZ, right? There's $300 and you're going to go to whoever is cheapest, you know?
Yeah.
So I think this time next year you're going to see very few people doing it, but it's going to be like consolidated. You know, you're going to have a lot of like, I've actually lost vendor friends in the industry because they went really big in the lab and they're out of business.
No.
Yeah, and you're going to see more of that because it's, again, it's just not, like if I ship to you for free and I'm upside down. So
right.
I do ship to you for free. So, you know, it's just kind of, it's just crazy pants. But
it is, yeah.
If it's more than $1 and made of carbon, that's all I care about and I appreciate it.
That's good. Well, you do end up having better quality than what even Revelation has sent me. I compared yours to theirs, and I was like, oh, my God, these are so much better.
Why though? Because that actually helps me. What do you see different?
I see your sparkle better than what Revelation sends me.
So the make is better. I don't know if it's different technology used, if it's different cutting, if it's different polishing. Like, I'd be interested. Are Revelation certified?
Yes, they're IGEI or GCAL.
Okay, same as us. All right, so that doesn't really help me differentiate. But, like, you think they're actually prettier.
They don't have ideal cuts. You sent me a few ideal cuts. They only ever have excellent.
Everything that we have is ideal, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know the difference between ideal and excellent. I think it's a misnomer, to be honest. No, I really do. Like, I think they're synonyms. I don't know if you can really look at one and go, like, in the world of AGS, when that existed, ideal was better than excellent. But I don't know anymore. I don't know, Taylor. But you need this.
That's such a wash.
But not for you guys. It's still a moneymaker. So if And that's why I'm not, like, again, I get it. Like, on the retail end, I'd be selling it to the people that couldn't afford a 2-carat natural as well. It makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I have that ridiculous, like, 5 to 6-carat.
Is that show today or tomorrow?
That's tomorrow. Fingers crossed tomorrow.
If it comes in,
hear back. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But that was insane.
Yeah. Absolutely bananas.
Yeah. But then I'm sitting there going, all right, well, if you're going to pay this amount of money, why not just get a natural? Just, like, if you want to put that money into it. Just
a 3/4-carat.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But
well,
no, we want the size.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. It's what's in vogue right now. So, but I'll get it out to you and tell Cindy you really beat me up and you taught me a lesson.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Yeah.
I caved hard.
You did, 100%.
Well, Taylor, if you guys need anything else under the sun, you know I already got a box open for you. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.